When we look at current events and we look at how the world runs, sometimes we find that the most elusive goal, the most difficult goal to achieve, is a goal of peace. Or just achieving peace between people. Let people get along. Let there not be wars. Let them not fight with each other. Let them not kill each other. And in fact, in order for Pinchas to achieve shalom, we find that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself who has to give him a bracha of Esbrisi shalom. Without the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no shalom. After Pinchas performs his acts of kana'us, God bestows that blessing of shalom on Pinchas. Now, we've explained in the past how it's dafka after Pinchas commits such an act that has so much violence involved, and that would seem to so upset a person's equilibrium and a person's emotional state, and would seem to so distance a person from a state of peace, that it was necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to compensate for that by bedafka giving Pinchas a sense of shalom. But if you think about it, and if you look carefully, the blessing of peace is not the first time the Torah alludes to Pinchas' basic association with tranquility, love, and peacefulness. Even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this bracha, we find that Pinchas already is associated with a sense of shalom. As we're being introduced to Pinchas and to his first major act of violence, the Torah tells us, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. The Torah immediately links Pinchas with his grandfather Aaron. And Aaron, we know, of course, is the consummate Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom. Shalom was in his blood. Shalom ran through Pinchas' veins. So how did a man of peace, a man who's a grandson of Aaron HaKohen, commit such an unsettling act? And why is it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless him with peace again, if in fact he already was someone who is the Ben Beno Shel Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom? And the connection between Pinchas and Aaron is particularly troubling when you consider the method that Aaron used in dealing with people he didn't like. The Rambam writes, Amru Sha'aron Alev Shalom K'shaya Margish Ba'adam Shatocha Ra. When Aaron would get a sense that somebody was a bad person, Hayamaschilo l'shalom. You know what he would do? He would shower him with love. Vayimisayeve love. He would become very beloved to him. Vayimabel saparimo. He would talk to him constantly. Vayayishahu misbayesh binafsho. And the person that Aaron was talking to, this bad guy, that Aaron was going out of his way to be nice to, ultimately would become embarrassed. Vaomer, and he would say, Oili. Ilu haya Aaron yodea tzofun libi v'roa mifali, lo haya matya la'atzmo listakel alai. If Aaron knew how bad a guy I was, woe unto me! If he knew what I really was, he wouldn't even look at me! Kol shekin she'idaberi me, but to speak to me, to be nice to me, to befriend me, not a chance! V'amna maniyat zlo b'cheskas adam kasher. It must be that Aaron thinks I'm a good guy. L'kach ania ames es devarav. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to prove him right. Ve'yechozu l'mutav. I'm going to become a better person. V'na'asem mitalmidav halom demimenu. I'm going to be one of his talmidim. So amazingly, Aaron would react to those who were involved in deviant behavior by showing them unconditional love. His grandson Pinchas, on the other hand, seems to have a different derech. He reacts in the opposite direction. Now, how is the act that Pinchas is about to commit, as the Torah is introducing it to us, how does that possibly relate to Aaron HaKohen? Why, when the Torah introduces this act of violence, which seems to be totally against what Aaron used to do, does the Torah introduce us to Pinchas as the grandson of Aaron HaKohen? So I think the Yesod is as follows. Chaim Shmulevitz suggests that while we often see relationships as very black and white, you know, I either like the person or I hate the person. In reality, relationships tend to be much more complicated than that. Relationships have to be more complicated than that. Sometimes we're called upon to love and hate the person, the same person at the same time. When bringing somebody close, it's obviously important to love. And that's what Aaron did. But when distancing ourselves from another person, you know, sometimes we would think if you have to push someone away, so it's not so important to love. But we could argue that if you have to love someone and you bring them close, when you push them away, your chiyuv to love is even greater. Avram Avinu, we're told, sends Yishmael away with some bread and water, kicks him out of the house. banishes him. And in the words of Rashi, V'lo nasin lo kesev is zahav. Why bread and water? Why not gold and silver also? Give him some means of support. Avram was the richest man in the world. Lefisha hayasono al sheyatzel tarbus ra'i. You hear the word? Sono. Avram hated the fact that Yishmael had become a bad person. He couldn't stand that Yishmael turned out the way he did, and he sent him away with very bitter feelings. On the other hand, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz points out, when approached about doing the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Es bincha, es yichidcha, asher ahavta." And Avram, knowing that he's talking to the Bochim Kleios Valev, knowing that he's talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, who can read his mind and knows exactly when he's telling the truth and when he's not, Avram insists, "What do you mean, asher ahavta? I love both of them. I love both of them." What, he's tricking HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Come on, you know which one I'm talking about. You know which one you really love. No, Avram honestly says, "I love both of them. One is a child through whom he's going to build a nation, and the other is cast away with nothing more than bread and water, but he loves both of them." As important as it is for him to love Yitzchak, it's perhaps even more important as a father for him to love Yishmael. When you send somebody away out of anger or hatred, he's likely making a mistake. When motivated out of love, though, then the father's acting in everybody's best interest. At the moment that Pinchas had to commit an act of kinas Hashem, it was critical that his motivation not be anger or hatred. The motivation had to be b'kanoas kinasi, a reflection of the way God would have reacted to his own children rebelling. A father loves his children. Sometimes he needs to punish them, but it's always with the feeling of love that he does so. I remember Rav Blachman from Kerem B'Yavne used to say that when his father would hit him, his father would hit him and say, "I love you, I love you." As he was hitting him, he would just remind his son how much he loves him. When Pinchas kills Zimri, he's every bit the Ben Elazar Ben Aaron HaKohen, who's an Oiv Shalom V'Rodiv Shalom. God didn't bless Pinchas with Shalom afterwards to compensate for what he was lacking, but to certify that those were indeed his true intentions the entire time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Pinchas, I'm giving you as brisi shalom, not because you're lacking in shalom, adaraba, because I know that you were motivated by shalom. And lest anyone question that, you are now certified by God as an ish shalom." Based on this idea, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains a very perplexing Gemara Maseches Yuma. The Gemara tells us that b'sha'a she'nichnasu nachram laheichal, ro'u kruvim urim zebazeh, that the kruvim were hugging each other. And the Marshal asked the obvious kasha that we know that the closeness of the Kruvim to each other is a reflection of God's love toward us. Now obviously the Churban does not seem to be a great expression of love. God was not too happy with us. That's why we lost the Beis HaMikdash. So how could the Kruvim have been hugging as the Churban was happening? At that moment where the wrath of God was being taken out on us, that's when the Kruvim were hugging each other. So Shmulevitz explains that when God punishes us, it's not out of hatred. It's the ultimate expression of love. He can only be merachik when feeling genuine love for us. As we experience the sadness of the 3 weeks that we're about to embark on, and we sometimes feel in galus with all of the difficulties that we have, with all of the tzaros that we hear about and that we experience, rachmana litzlan, and we feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has deserted us, we need the reminder that the Churban is also an expression of love. He took out his wrath on Etzim and Avanim in order to spare us. And indeed, the Kruvim are still hugging each other to this very day.